This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, guys, here we are once again. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. All right, turn me up just a little bit. Brendan, are you over there? You got some crazy stuff going this morning?
Already, yeah.
A little wet on the way in. Did you have your wipers replaced recently? I need to ask everybody in San Diego because it's raining.
I'm going to say no, I have not replaced it recently, but they're still working just fine.
Oh, so I was going to say, you're kind of wishing you did right now, don't you?
I bet for those who need that replaced for sure, that like this is going to be the time to do it because it's supposed to rain all the way till Tuesday.
Yeah, luckily, it wasn't too bad this morning. I mean, it's a nice steady little dampening rain, which is perfect for San Diego. We need that kind of rain, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
So it doesn't run off. It all soaks in and everything's going to look green. We need green.
That's for sure.
But I
was just going to quickly say today's topic is absolutely, I would say like it's going to cause a lot of listener interest for sure.
Okay.
Today's topic is the top vehicle automotive brands causing headaches for consumers.
Correct. You are absolutely right. I love that you lead off and bring that up to the top. So
I want to say personally, we could put a Tesla on the list and that way we can get that through. I'll get my T word out of the way.
You gotta get your T word out of the way for now.
But it just seems as if everyone. I was in a restaurant this week, and I was overhearing a couple talking about their Tesla, and they said overall they were happy, but they know what's going to happen with their Tesla over time. It's going to depreciate in value. There's going to be recalls up the wazoo, and not everything's going to be perfect when that situation occurs. But nevertheless. They said right now that they were happy with it. That's fine. But again, obviously the big thing is that not every single person would like an electric vehicle. So, we don't need, not to get political, but you know, we don't need government to tell us, hey, you guys are going to have a, electric vehicle by 2035 and that's your option or you get nothing else kind of thing. So I'm glad that, there was a certain, politician out there, that signed an executive order that said that whole thing is malarkey. You guys can buy whatever vehicle you guys want to, basically. So I'm very thankful on that matter.
There you go, for sure. Wow. So we're going to run down the cars and brands that Americans are most angered about in 2024. Mm-hmm. And you said that your Tesla was on the list, did you? Let's see.
I would say Tesla should be on the list, but I know it's probably not.
It's not on the top 20.
And I'm not surprised. It's got its audience.
But I didn't make this list, so I'm going to... And this list is... there's an attorney group that... but they should know because they handle lemon law. Mm-hmm. And that's what they do. They have a whole page to this. So that's who I use for this information, by the way. I don't just make it up. Mm-hmm. We pull it out.
If I could just say, like, if you are going to be the person who explodes your own car because you don't want to replace the battery for how much it costs, I'm just saying.
Yeah, this comes from a nationwide, though, I would think. I'm going to guess.
Yeah, and again, I know it has its audience, it has its fans. Again, I want to give a shout out to listener Steve for that one photograph of the Tesla getting towed. Thank you very much for that one. I can't remember if that was last week or 2 weeks ago.
But I looked at that really fast and I thought it was a BMW at first.
Because
BMW has an SUV that looks almost like that.
And to be fair, you had to zoom in the picture to see it was a Tesla.
So. And once again, during the week, I'm on the move quite quickly. I got lots of things going on. So I looked, I was like, ah. But BMW being towed is about the same as a Tesla. Everybody spends lots of money in it. Well, you know what BMW stands for? I'll probably get in trouble for this. Bring my wallet.
That's right.
Big money wasted. We can go on about these. There's acronyms for every manufacturer.
I know
though,
Jeep is just empty every pocket is another one.
Just empty every pocket. That is true. Every car has a fun acronym about them. So, you know, it is what it is. German cars, when they do break down, tend to be more expensive to fix. Teslas are expensive to fix. I'll tell you that. If you don't have a warranty on them. We align Teslas. We work on EVs all the time, especially all the other manufacturers. Not as much as Tesla because parts aren't available for them. We're hoping Mr. Elon, if you're listening, I'm sure he listens to my show every weekend, wouldn't you think? He's a super cool guy, so I'm pretty sure he listens to Auto Talk Radio here in San Diego. Oh, hey, as we talk about this, so Elon, if you're listening, man, I think you should just open up your information and your car parts availability just like all other manufacturers do and sell us parts, and we'll help you fix all those Teslas that are out of warranty because I can see the Tesla wait for servicing is extremely long here in San Diego for servicing and repair. So we do things that we can get some parts for. We align the cars. We do some other things. So yeah, if you have a Tesla, there's some things we do help you with right now. If you have an EV, any other EV, we do everything on them because parts are available. The Chevy EVs, Ford, Jim, all those. Yeah, so we've been working on those since they started coming out of warranty for sure. Without question, you know, plus the servicing. All of them still need things such as brakes sometimes, suspension components, filters replaced on them, alignments done, coolant. There's coolant in these cars to cool some of the drive systems as far as that goes. Cabin filters, AC repairs, AC compressors. All these things are on cars. Drive motors, software, all great stuff that we get to work on EV. So, if you're having your problem with your EV, you can always reach out to the West Automotive Group. We're there to help you out for sure. But today we are talking about cars and brands America's make America the brands that make Americans. Come on, this thing keeps bouncing up and down. To make Americans cars and brands Americans are most angered by in 2024. So we're still working off of that list, but. Brendan would be happy to know that, or not happy to know, because he said he was hoping to see that there was a, no, there's no Teslas on this 20. This is a list of 20 cars from 2020, and the anger rating as far as that goes. I tell you, the car that has the highest anger rating right off the top here before we get going is the Kia Sedona at 99.3%. Of owners are angry about that car. Boy, that's a big number. It's amazing. There's a lot of them out there too because they were you could pick one up, you know, for a pretty good price as far as that goes, new, as far as minivan wise and all that. So that was the market they were in. I don't even know if they make that car in 2025, to be honest with you, anymore. Kia was shutting down. I do heard that Kia's not going to be making the Soul either coming up here. So just a few things to be aware of as far as that goes. Kia, because we use Souls for our shuttles and have them all wrapped up in that. And the Kia dealer called me and they're like, hey, we got a couple Kias in stock. If you're looking for new ones, we're pretty much not going to be making the Soul anymore. So now we're going to have to figure out which cars we're going to use for our shuttles after this. But yeah, we'll just keep things going as far as that goes without question. Talking about all kinds of things today as we roll through. Anything automotive, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're more than happy to talk to you about on this wonderful Thursday morning. Wonderful November morning on Saturday. I don't even know what day it is. That's how hard I've been working these days. So... anything automotive related, give us a shout here. 1-888-344-1170. We're here live this Saturday morning to get your questions answered car related wise. Some great stuff. So top of the list for the cars that anger Americans the most with anger rating of 99.3, as I said, out of 100 is a minivan that stopped being made in 2022. Okay, so that they did stop making that van. I thought they did. Replaced by the Kia Carnival, the Sedona was discontinued by Kia after U.S. sales fell by 70% from 16 to 2020. So in the around 20, I forget when they first started making it, this car, but it was quite popular. And it was a price point, really, that did it. It was a minivan with a great price point, for sure, as far as that went. Next up on the anger rating is 87.89 out of 100 is the Mazda 3. Wow. Overall, we found the most common keyword associated with angry review for the car was airbags. Wonder what was wrong with their airbags on that car. The recall. In July of 2021, Mazda recalled more than 260,000 Mazda 3 made between 2004 and 7 due to concerns regarding the emblem on the steering wheel shattering, sending harmful fragments toward the driver if the airbag was deployed. Well, that's not good, but they did a recall on it. I'm not sure that's a reason to be angry. If the car's not breaking down, it's driving good on you. I'd be more angry if my car always had to be in the dealer for broken down reasons. And I was going to say, there's a ton of Mazda 3s out there for sure. A lot of people that own them like them, so I was really surprised. It does the recall thing, you know, Brendan loves to bring up all the recalls, so... He might have a list of them for you here shortly afterwards. Wow. So, yeah. In third place, we have another car that consumers have raised concerns about in their reviews, specifically regarding the airbags. Once again, the Nissan Armada earned an anger rating of 87.7 out of 100. In 2020, the Armada was among five vehicles recalled due to airbags. So... But here is actually a repair one that's a problem. The Armada in 2019 is known for service brakes, structural battery, and electrical system issues, which can make the car unreliable and unsafe. That is more of a reason I would be angry about owning a car right there, is broken down reasons, for sure. But top keywords, this is great stuff. For the Sedona was AC concerns. The car had multiple AC concerns, and they quit making it, as far as that goes. So some of these are got some really good repair information as far as concerns that failed with them. That consumers were upset about. The Mazda 3 and Armada were the airbag, so they're not really failures. They're more recall issues. And I understand, I mean, recalls aren't fun, but they're going to happen these days, especially with everything that we have going on in this world, cars electronically and all that. We have a lot more recalls than we used to because we have a lot more issues that need to be corrected as far as that goes that can turn into safety items. So I do understand about the inconvenience of a recall, but it's going to happen with cars. So I'm not even sure that should put you on the list. Although, as most people know, Nissan's a... Somebody said to me, who was it I was talking to? Oh, I was talking to a Bureau of Automotive Repair rep. I talked to a lot of them, then talked to the AAA, and we know a lot of different folks in the industry, obviously, and this is a couple months back, but she was saying to me, she said that a Nissan's a dirty word in her house. She said they don't use it. Kind of like Tesla is a dirty word for you.
In my house, yeah, exactly. She said,
well, I'm not a big fan of Nissans. I'll tell you why. They break a lot. And the parts are more expensive compared to Honda, Toyota, those vehicles, as far as that goes.
Now, what I will say is that about a year ago, I remember I asked you if there was any specific... cars within the Nissan brand that you did like, and you did give a couple.
Frontier.
I don't even
think they make it anymore. The Frontier pickup though was a good car.
I'm pretty sure they do because it does have its fans for sure.
They do. I think they still do. They made a bigger one too though. I forget what it was. I don't think they make the. Maybe they do.
I was going to say the other one was.
If I was looking to buy a truck. I personally wouldn't. Oh, they still make the Frontier. They do. That's right. And it's actually a pretty good little truck, to be honest with you. But I would not. That's not the truck I would go look to buy.
I thought you also said something about like the 350Z, I think you liked as well or something.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
Not a 350Z anymore, though. It's 380Z.
380, or, yeah, that's right.
Now the latest one or something like that. But I think they're making a new one.
You like the Z cars, I know for sure.
Well, they were fun. Expensive to fix, though. not a car that you're going to buy if you're looking for a good bargain. It's not a Nissan Sentra.
You were mentioning like you like the transmission better in that one, say.
CVTs. They're better. It's a better made model for sure. Mm-hmm. So the Armada, the Pathfinder, all those have kind of started to fall apart. But I don't know if you're listening. The number one car with complaints, 99.3 out of 100, was a Kia Sedona. They no longer make that van, though.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But its complaint was AC. The next two I was talking about, I'm not a big fan of this being on the list as complaints, although I get it. People complain about airbag recalls. As far as that goes,
I thought we were doing automotive brands, though. Like
they are, but what I'm saying is this is key word to why people were mad about them.
I see now. Yeah,
which is the Mazda 3 and the Nissan Armada both had airbag recall concerns. So as far as that goes,
I got you.
But that's one of the things real quick there. So anyway, but yeah, as we go along, as far as that goes. All right, folks, we're going to take our first break here, though, but I do want to let you know Auto Talk Radio is brought to you in part by CRC, guaranteed to pass emission system cleaner, featuring an advanced detergent formula that removes harmful deposits from the fuel system components, including injectors, intake valves, combustion chambers, and more. Don't let your vehicle fail its emission test. Learn more at crcg2p.com. Anyway. Good stuff there as far as that goes. Check it out for sure without question. We're going to take our first break here. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, you're listening to Auto Talk on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of our folks up in North County for over 32 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue, now at North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for well over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego, right there. Taking care of folks for well over 8 years. West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks right there in the Golden Triangle, for well over 6 years. I can't talk some more, Brendan.
You're going to need some more coffee right there.
I know. And last but not least, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved up there, North County Coastal, for well over 2 years now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. Believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in and have your vehicle serviced repaired. Find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. And the West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service or repair needs. Make sure and check me out on we did a couple more local San Diego segments for Fox 5. They're super cool. They post one a month that were just kind of showing the shop, talking about different problems, different things. With Ashley over there, she comes out. We visited a couple different of our shops. You can see kind of what they're about and stuff. Super cool. But one of the things I talk about there is the best money spent on any repair when it comes to diagnosis is paying for diagnosis with a qualified technician at a quality facility. Get your vehicle diagnosed properly. Saves you thousands of dollars over a lifetime by preventing unwanted parts replacement for sure. So if you're having an issue, get your vehicle into the West Automotive Group. We'll get it diagnosed. We also offer shuttle rides to or from work or home for you to get you all taken care of as far as that goes. Jump on westautomotivegroup.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also see where I'm the Auto Man for the Fox 5 and the CW, or go to the Auto Talk radio segments as far as that goes. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. If you want to hear about a topic, need to do a show, if you don't want to call in live, you know, we're you can always just email in stuff and I'm happy to discuss it. You can also call today, like I said, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Here at The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. Tell your friends to listen live Saturday from 7 to 8. And I need to thank everybody out there that downloads our podcast.
Absolutely.
We get a ton of podcast downloads. I don't always follow up on knowing how many, but the other day, Brendan's boss was telling me that, what are we then, just so I don't mess
the number this. One most downloaded show on The Answer San Diego specifically. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Hey guys, thanks, man. And thanks everybody out there across the nation, everybody downloading that's listening. We appreciate you. That's just, for downloads. We don't know how many of y'all are listening live. So
it's true.
Yeah.
So I wish we.
Brendan's going to start doing a call sensor.
I'm going to have to do the Nielsen. I'll have to ask our company to Nielsen rate us again.
Nielsen rate us for Auto Talk. That'd be awesome. We only want to know from 7 to 8 a.m. on Saturdays what's going on.
Just that one time.
We don't care.
How much is that?
Yeah. What's happening with that all? So anyway, all good. I just want you all to know I appreciate y'all for listening and I appreciate everybody that calls in, you know, and everybody that downloads the podcast. It. They keep allowing us to do what we do because you're listening and following. So good stuff for sure. So truly appreciate it. All right, today we are talking about cars and trucks and things that, as far as that goes, that make people mad, really mad. As far as that goes,
I'm mad, really,
I'm
really
mad. So we got past a couple first ones. The two of them were airbags. So once again, I find it hard to be mad at the manufacturer. I mean, recalls happen. It is what it is. The next one is the Ford F-350. Almost 87% of people are upset about something, but it has no top keyword. So it must be random, like a million different things that people are mad about. The next one is a Dodge Journey. Same thing. Not a lot of people are mad about it. It is what it is, you know, as far as that goes. This one, number six, I fully see. The Dodge Charger engine, they have a ton of engine problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I can see.
Well, Dodge in general, I feel like.
Yeah, there's a few of those on here. There's also a lot of Nissans on here. I'm going to be honest with you. My Frontier's on here.
Because Chrysler and Dodge are in the same vicinity, right? Like
they're the same manufacturer.
Manufacturer, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So like what I find is that obviously the reliability on some of the brands underneath that name
Are not high.
Exactly.
Yeah, not a great reliability. Yeah. I agree with you
100%. But now keep in mind, we're not talking about all Dodges and all Chryslers, just like we're not talking about all Nissans, okay? There are some brands underneath the Nissan name that are at least something that we could put our name behind, you know? But we can't say overall as a company, there are certain things you do need to do your research on before you start purchasing and buying or leasing these kind of vehicles out there. That's all. I'm not trying to downgrade those kind of brands out there is all I'm saying. So just in case they do want to sponsor us, hint, hint.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I did the math, by the way. Just this past month, you had over 800 downloads.
Awesome.
Yes, just in one month.
It's growing. It was like 700 crazy before, they said.
Yeah, now you're at 800. This is last month of
the folks October, help me out. We're working to get to 1,000 here.
Let's get there.
We're doing this. Let's do it. I'm gonna keep promoting, keep doing. So tell your friends that to also listen live. I like that, and call in.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, so it seems like we don't, and we used to get a lot more call-ins. I don't know. I just think sometimes people get busy and they don't, so they're just listening and then they don't call in. Mm-hmm. I do get some emails, though, a lot of times about people wanting to hear stuff. So some of these shows are brought to you by suggestions that people have emailed in, like, hey, can you talk about this? Can you talk about that? And I understand if you don't want to be on the radio. That's all good.
You sound like a PBS show. This is sponsored by viewers like you. Thank you.
Yeah.
They always say that.
Yeah. The only thing is that we won't make stuff up here.
No, it's true.
We're not even going to talk about
that. You mentioned there's another two car brands I know. I don't know if you mentioned
about
yet.
It. What is it, man?
Land Rovers and Jaguars.
They're not on here, and I'll tell you why they're not on here.
Okay.
But I'll tell you why they're probably not on here, because they don't sell the volume that these other manufacturers do.
Okay.
So they don't get as many complaints because there's not as many of them out there.
I find that they're very popular brands here in North America, nevertheless, for some reason.
They are, but not compared to people that buy a Mazda 3.
I understand. Like, I would see...
Frontier.
If this list was full of car companies from around the world, imagine the amount of Chinese brands that would be on
here. Well, and I'm going to complain because I have a Land Rover that I ended up with a 2019, 56,000 miles on it.
Uh-huh.
The motor's no good.
At 56,000.
The motor's no good.
Dang.
Now, looks like whoever had it didn't service it properly. So that might be part of it there. Pulled the valve cover off and it is just, it's like whoever bought it never changed the oil. So that may not be the Land Rover's fault. It might be the person that had its fault. So this car is funny, though. I ended up with this car. The tags are on the leather seats in the back from Land Rover, like it's brand new. The whole interior and everything of the car looks brand new. Mm-hmm. The motor's destroyed. It's like somebody bought this car, drove 56,000 miles, and never changed the oil once.
I believe it, probably.
I believe it, too. I see it all the time. Guess what? That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Terrible idea. So, anyway. Yeah. Need to make sure.
I know that another thing you tell people to look out for, and this is not in terms of brands per se, mm-hmm. but you were mentioning how recalls will happen and people will get upset. Another thing you want to look out for are rental vehicles out there. So if you look at the ownership history and it says that this car was
owned by a rental company. Because those people rent cars, they drive them like they stole them.
Right, exactly. So
yeah, that's a terrible thing.
So therefore, there's going to be probably a lot more of an early maintenance when it comes to things you need to get done on that vehicle, per se, possibly. So definitely look out for that as well, I would say.
Yep, yep. I agree. You don't want to be buying those cars. That is totally for sure.
I think these are popular vehicles, personally, but I don't know if it'll be on the list based on what you just told me about Land Rover and Jaguars. Are Fiats on the list?
No, because those things are junk. But there's not enough of them sold, once again, I don't think, to end up on this list, because the number of complaints are minimal, mm-hmm. because there's minimal out there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. But the one thing I hate the most about Fiat specifically is the safety quality. I always talk about how I'm very, very happy with a lot of the vehicle brands these days. Mm-hmm. Their safety quality is top, top notch, and it continuously gets better and better and better. I find that Fiats have really, really low safety scores every single time I'm looking at it.
It looks like a little golf ball. When you get hit, you go bouncing off the freeway and into the bushes.
It's very true. But at the same time, I do worry about the drivers in there when they get into those accidents. Cars are very, very unpredictable sometimes, especially other people around you, for that matter. So if you're driving a Fiat, you have to be extra aware about that kind of stuff, too.
You do. My suggestion? Don't drive a Fiat. It's very simple. You'll be safe. Hey, number 7 on this list is, of course, a Nissan. There's a lot of Nissans on this list, by the way.
I imagine.
And Volkswagens, of course.
You're going to say, put the Rogue on there. Put the Sinatra.
No, the Maxima's on here. Complaint is doors. Ford Focus, of course, engine. Got that. Nissan Frontier, transmission. Nissan Titan, catalytic converter. Volkswagen Jetta, AC. Oh, yeah, we see a lot of AC on Jettas. Ford Windstar, engine. Yeah, makes sense. Suburban, door problems. Yep, windows, stuff like that. Altima, catalytic converter. Oh, yeah, I've replaced a lot of those. Dodge Caliber, AC. Yeah, Dodge has a lot of AC issues, right? Nissan Sentra, your favorite again, catalytic converter. Kia Sportage, AC. Nissan Pathfinder, transmission. Are you seeing theme here?
Uh-huh, but okay. I noticed that you did not say the Rogue yet, so I will.
No, I'm going to see if I can find it.
Now he's going to really inspect that.
Yeah, but there's a Honda Sonata, AC. Yeah. Hyundai Elantra, engine. Yep, that makes sense. Kia Optima engine. Those all had, some of them had recalls and stuff, and or had extended warranties on them.
I completely forgot. And again, I know it's not going to be on the list. Rivians get complaints quite a bit.
Yeah, they're not, once again, not enough of them on the road compared to all these models. Yes. You know what I mean? You know what I will tell you? As years go by, you're probably, they will probably start to populate on the list, though.
Oh, yes.
Tesla, too, because of complaints and things like that on them.
I will say this,
although
again, Rivians have, like, in terms of like the satisfaction that they get from owners, or at least again their customers that they're trying to market to, it gets really high reviews. So I'll give them that credit. And again, the other credit I'm going to give them, they have the best looking vehicles in my opinion when it comes to EVs. All these EVs try to look slick back in like this really slick style. I just don't like it personally. Rivian's has this kind of robust style, but still looking very futuristic at the same time. And I really like that. So
Yep.
I mean, I personally think it's those are really good. Another one I'm surprised you haven't, you maybe haven't mentioned it and I missed it. You know who has really poor satisfaction when it comes to vehicles are Mercedes. Mercedes-Benz seem to have low customer satisfaction in terms of people who would like to buy the car again. Or
not on this list.
Oh, okay.
Not on this list.
Interesting.
Let's see here. I don't see a Mercedes on here. Nope.
Interesting.
We're almost 100 cars in.
I
found one.
Okay.
Number 70, Mercedes C230. Of course, they're a junk model. That's a low end. That's like buying a Nissan Sentra. It's got airbag complaints.
I'm looking at this article from consumerreports.org.
That is the only, but I'm saw as far as lemon law, people remember, these are cars that people complain so much about, they're trying to get them bought back.
It's true. I'm just looking at this article from consumerreports.org, and they broke it down into different categories in terms of what people like the most from certain brands versus things that they don't like. One of the things, like for example, comfortability, the inside of the car specifically, the least satisfied out of all car brands are Rams.
Dodge Rams.
Yeah.
Dodge. Yeah. No. Pickup truck. Well, so Dodge spun their pickup trucks off and call them Rams now.
Yeah.
They did.
What I will say is that while the inside part may be not comfortable, the more important part is, again, the towing capacity that you have to bring with, because these Ram trucks nowadays, they're specifically marketing towards, I would say, the contractors, the heavy equipment situations that occur. That's what their marketability is, and I think they still do a good job based on that situation alone. Their beds are fantastic. They're really high quality, and even if you put something really, really damaging in back there, it still withholds it pretty well, I would say. Whether it be like cement blocks or something like that.
Gotcha.
So I'll give it to them there. Driving wise, it says here, according to customers, Volkswagen, they say, is the worst brand. And what they mean by driving is specifically taking into account handling and how quickly the vehicle can gain speed on the road. So they find Volkswagen as the least satisfying car brand for that one.
It's a turd. Sorry, I said that.
You could say that, I think.
It's a turd.
I think you say that.
Yes, we can, for sure. Without question, we can.
I don't believe this one here. Cabin storage. Tesla is the most satisfying. Teslas are small. They say
the SUV model. They're really quite roomy inside.
Okay, so if we're
hate Teslas, don't you?
I guess I always complain because
I am amazed at the room inside of their. What's their? I'm sorry, I forget.
Wasn't
the model.
The smaller
the one that the wings come up on? What is that? The bigger one.
I was going to... the bigger one. That's not the Model 3, is it?
No, Model 3 is small.
That's right. Yeah. That was the one I was going to complain about, was the cabin space in that Model 3.
Why? It's like a Nissan Sentra. How much cabin space you got in that thing?
It's true.
What car are you driving out there right now?
I'm driving a Nissan Rogue, and I could say that I can...
You're driving a Rogue today?
Oh, no, no. This morning I had the
Elantra. I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah, no, I have the
But the Model Elantra. 3's got the same room your Elantra has in it, don't you think?
No, I think it's much smaller.
You think your Elantra is more like a Camry-style size?
Especially in the trunk, I'm trying to think, because it goes pretty
How many
deep.
Times have you gotten the trunk of your car? You actually climbed in there?
No, I haven't.
I don't ride in the trunk very often.
No, no.
You don't put little Rusty in the trunk, do you?
I hope not. No. No. Yeah,
if you do, don't say it on the air because you're going to get in trouble.
According to this, the least satisfying cabin storage is Audi cars.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Not surprised on that one.
When they say cabin storage, is that in the passenger compartment or is that in the trunk?
I'm not kidding you. It says it does not include the trunk. What it means is specifically, I'm not kidding you.
What are you storing inside your car that you don't put in the trunk?
It says center console storage,
okay.
Dashboard, and cup holders.
Oh, that makes sense. But those are things that everybody wants and needs in a car, and they need them to be very comfortable and in great spots and able to hold different, you know what I'm saying? I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. If you have a terrible glove box and you have a terrible center console and places to put stuff for your cups and things like that, yeah, then I can understand people complaining about it fully, without question. All right. All right. As far as that goes. All right, folks, before we go to break here real quick, I just want to, for CRC, from the makers of trusted brake products like Brake Clean and Mass Airflow Sensor Cleaner, CRC delivers another best-in-class solution for vehicle maintenance and repair. The CRC GDI Service Pack includes everything needed to remove carbon at 6 critical points in the engine. Removing carbon is especially important, without question, as we always talk about. MAF sensors, throttle body, combustion chamber, intake valves, spark plugs, and fuel injectors. This comprehensive treatment is effective in increasing vehicle miles per gallon, and restoring horsepower in an easy-to-use kit. Drive to crcindustries.com for more information as far as that goes. All right, folks, give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break here. You're listening to The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 Auto Talk Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Hey, folks, I want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there and the number one technician-recommended battery worldwide. Need a battery for your vehicle? Jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Make an appointment, get in, we'll get you an Interstate installed. Need a battery for any other need? Check them out at their storefronts here in San Diego at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every single need, right, Brendan? He's got more Interstate batteries than anybody I know, except for us at the West Automotive Group.
I love technology. It's the best.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know that, here, this is something cool real quick I'm going to hit up before we move on with the cars we're talking about. GM and Allison Transmissions are ending their long-time partnership. Next year, heavy-duty GM trucks will lose their Allison badges. So as far as that goes, GM and Allison Transmission, longtime partners on heavy-duty truck powertrain since the early 2000s, are parting ways. So as far as that goes, the rollout of GM's 10-speed automatic in 2020 marked the end of the actual Allison-built transmission in GM trucks, but the badging remained. So,
is this because just a contract dispute
situation? No, they're done. Let's see. Since 2001, heavy-duty Chevrolet Silverados and GMC Sierras have worn badges bragging their Allison transmission. Boasting of a particular transmission might seem like a weird flex, but in a realm of, well, Allison builds heavy-duty transmissions all the way up to semis and everything else. So their transmissions were built to put behind the diesels in these trucks, Allison 1000, 2000 series, we've rebuilt, but they would go a long way. They were probably the heaviest duty transmission as far as, you know, when you're talking about like one ton and above trucks, as far as our 3/4 ton, 1 ton and above.
Yeah. And again, it seemed, it surprises me because, I mean, I haven't heard much complaints about them. So, I mean, I'm surprised that the contracts or
here's how serious it is. Not only will GM stop slapping Allison badges on its trucks, but next year the company will retroactively hunt down any unsold Allison badge trucks and debrand them.
Wow.
Because after June 29th, 2026, the terms of the divorce decree, there will be no more Allison branding on unsold GM trucks, even those trucks that were built in 2025. The partnership runs through this year.
I wonder how much the alimony is going to be now.
Oh, hold on a second.
Okay.
So, but if you're a hardcore Allison loyalist, dry those eyes because your favorite slush box slingers are still putting their product in plenty of other vehicles. For example, Allison just won a $97 million contract for its X1100 cross drive transmission, which is used in a popular American vehicle known as Abrams Mini Main Battle Tank. Well, I don't think you should go buy a battle tank. That's a bad idea.
That sounds...
And never say never, but it's not out of the question that someday GM's Duramax might outmatch its in-house transmission capability, and the company could come crying back to Allison.
Very much. Unfold. Very
to
much.
That point, the Allison 9000 series transmission is good for 3,200 horsepower, and the 9,000 pound-feet, they are built super strong. I'm telling you, that's a heavy-duty transmission.
I want to look this up. Oh, can you read that battle tank model again? What was it?
Abrams? Main battle tank. They build the transmission for that. To that point, the Allison 9000 series transmission is good for 3,200 horsepower, 9,000 pound feet of torque. And sure, pickups don't match that much power yet, but you never know. So anyway, just a little bit of truck news there as far as that goes.
And battle tank news.
And battle tank news. Yeah, if you're going to buy a battle tank. You know, the minute I read that, you know where my mind went, and you weren't alive. I think you talked about, most people that live here in San Diego, though, remember there was a guy that stole a tank. Actually, I'm going to say this was had to be in the early 90s, I think it was. Stole a tank from the National Guard here in San Diego, drove over cars on the street. It was a big old chase. It was on the news. He finally high-sided the tank on a concrete K-rail, I think on Interstate 15 it was.
Yeah,
I think
it was, this was in 1995, so just before I was born, May 17th.
Mm-hmm.
A 35-year-old former Army tank crewman who was unemployed went on to California Army National Guard and stole their M60A3 tank.
A3 Abrams. That's an Abrams also.
And the whole chase lasted 23 minutes before police were able to catch up to him.
Well, the only reason they caught him, they were following him, and he was driving over everything. He drove over parked cars. It was crazy. You should have seen if you ever can find the video of the news, the havoc that was created in that is just amazing. So,
Yeah. He caused in today's money, he nearly cost $300,000 in damage. Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so the tank got high centered is what happened to it, and it couldn't move. And a police officer climbed up on top of it, opened the hatch, and actually shot and killed the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, but I don't think any civilians got killed in that process.
No, just him.
But it got close. I mean, what if somebody's sitting in their car, one of the ones that he just drove over? He couldn't. When you get run over by a tank, your days are limited.
This was off of Miram or Linda Vista area.
Yeah.
So
yep.
That's where.
Yeah. Where did it high center at? What freeway does it say?
163.
Oh, it was 163. Yeah. I thought it was
on the 805, but he took the exit to get to the 163.
Because 805 was made for tanks, and 163 was not. He took the exit to the 163. Oh, jeezy Pete's, man. All stuff, man. But yeah. All right, folks. As we wind down today talking, we got to today. But did you look up the tank transmission, or did you get sidetracked?
I just looked at the tank itself. And
super cool?
Yeah, it is. Because I remember the name, at least, because they've been with the military for years. Mm-hmm. Like, since, as far as I remember for sure, the 80s. It could have been even earlier than that. So I know one of the first models I'm looking up on nine is 1982 one. So
gotcha. Hey, we were talking the other day. Remember, I was showing you the Scion, the thing they named a Scion. They had it out at. They had it out at SEMA, and everybody, all my friends in the industry that were at SEMA and Apex this year, they run simultaneously in Vegas. Two different. Apex is more for. Like us in the automotive industry, doing like what we do, the West Automotive Group and stuff. And then SEMA is all the new concept kind of stuff coming out, rims and cool stuff. And like, a lot of people like to go see it, but you can't get in unless you're part of an automotive group. So, because they had too many people, that are just normal that want to be car enthusiasts want to go. So yeah, it's getting hard, but, it's the new Scion is, quintessential dune buggy look. You have to check it out. I it's a concept, so I don't know if they actually are going to produce this thing or not. But it's Scion 01 concept, uses a turbocharged four-cylinder hybrid powertrain with more than 300 horsepower. Super cool little car. Off-road car, yeah. I'd hate to see what the price tag's going to be on that bad boy. Because if you check any of these four-door ones out that are set up for off-road score racing, etc., you can buy them. They have packages of them, and you're up around $50,000 plus for one. So you can buy a pickup truck for the same price. So just interesting stuff as far as that goes. All right, let's get back to Brendan's angriest brands. So what are you laughing about?
Nothing. All right.
Car brands that make, so Mazda hits the top of the anger rating, number one. Volkswagen is next. Cadillac, Kia, Hyundai, Dodge, Jeep, Nissan. Well, Jeep's owned by Dodge, by the way. Nissan, of course. Ford, then. Chevrolet, GMC, Chrysler, Honda, Mercedes-Benz, Toyota, Subaru, and Lincoln are the top 17 that cause manufacturers. Not before, we were talking about individual cars that make, but these are the brands that make. Mazda tops it with only 88% of people that own a Mazda are upset. 78% of people that own a Volkswagen are mad. 77% of people that own Cadillacs are mad. Brendan, I'm seeing a theme. There's a lot of mad people in this world. Holy smokes. Well, it about is their car, at least.
It is a mad, 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 mad.
You are world. Right. Mercedes made this list at 59% of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not surprised.
But Honda's right above them at 62. So Toyota 56. But they're on the bottom of the scale as far as these. All these brands definitely are mass merchandisers. They sell a lot of brands as far as that goes.
Yeah.
As far as that goes, for sure. So anyway, very interesting. Recalls on hundreds of thousands of cars for Volkswagen. It's not hard to understand why people hate these cars, it says. Express their irritation. Well, there you go. Good stuff as far as that goes. Oh, anger scale, where people are the most angry. Oh my gosh. Do you want to know by state?
Sure, let's go with California first.
No, Virginia, number one.
Oh.
Alabama, number two. Kansas, number three. Louisiana, number four. Missouri, number five. New York, number six. I could see that. California's number nine. It is definitely a darker red.
Okay.
It is in the top 10 for sure. Number 10 is Ohio. Angry people there for sure. No, I'm just kidding.
Trying to think why Virginia, though, because, I mean, Virginia has enough space everywhere. I mean,
Virginia is a small place. You know,
I mean, I can understand maybe the tunnel situation, like
the tunnel. No, this is angry about their cars, dude. Not angry in general. What the heck?
I thought you meant like while they're driving, road rage kind of thing. So.
Let's see. While these cars are driven all across the country, some regions experience more anger than others. These are just regions that have more angry people. Earning a rating of 93 out of 0.11 out of 100 residents of southern states have expressed the most frustration. So people live in the South are more angry about their cars than anybody.
Who's the happiest?
Oh, that's a great question. Looks like Idaho at 1.4.
Okay.
People in Idaho love their cars.
I would have said Montana personally because of tax reasons, possibly. I don't even know
if Montana's on here. So it said right here. Here you're going to love this. Alaska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming states are not included due to insufficient data.
Not enough people.
Maybe. What would you say, Montana? Or was I looking for?
I said Montana because of the tax reasons.
See if Montana's even.
We talked about this before, where there's a lot of people registering their vehicles.
Well, those people would be happy, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They would be the happiest state.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Montana is on the list. Number 40. 54.15 people are angry.
Oof.
Maybe that's because those cars are registered there, but they're in other states.
Yeah, probably.
They're just angry people. That, as far as that goes. It looks like AC is a big problem for a lot of these cars. But, you know, it is what it is.
Wow. Put that in the nickel jar again, because almost every person that's angry, heat is involved and AC is involved.
They're sweating. Yeah. That's why they're angry.
There's a correlation between the two, for sure.
There you go. Where are we at time-wise?
30 seconds. Kick me
off. Oh, folks. Everybody out there, thanks for joining us here at Auto Talk every Saturday. Keep doing so and download us. And I forgot to say the downloads, but you can find them on anywhere podcasts are posted, 1170 AM. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Till next week, we'll be back live. Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. See you next week.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.